77 WABC. The following program does not necessarily reflect the views of WABC Radio.
The following program is brought to you by NYU Winthrop Hospital. It's the weekend. Be good to yourself. It's Katz's Corner with Dr. Aaron Katz, where you get simple, straightforward answers to your questions about health, from diet and supplements to lifestyle changes. To reach Dr. Katz, call 800-848-WABC. Now, live on 77 WABC, it's the chairman of urology at NYU Winthrop Hospital in New York. Here is Dr. Aaron Katz.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome again to Katz's Corner here on WABC Radio in New York. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Katz, and we're live at 1-800-848-WABC. That number again is 1-800-848-9222. I hope that you're all having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. So nice to be with you here this weekend. I had a wonderful week off last week and came to you still live, trying to do it live every week from Fire Island. Had a wonderful week there, recharged the batteries, and then was back this week. And okay, we can turn the music off, guys, in the studio. Maybe you guys... Okay, there you go. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Maybe I should change that introduction. I've been using that for many years. It's I was realizing, someone asked me, how long are you doing the show for? It's probably close to 8 years now, when I started back when I was at Columbia, and now fortunate enough to be here at NYU Winthrop for the past 6 years as the chairman of the department. And the department is expanding and growing. We're continuing to add new faculty members, and we are planning, we're in the process now of applying for a brand new medical school, which will be the first three-year medical school, I think, in the United States. And the collaboration with NYU has just been fantastic. And if you've, many of you are aware that recently NYU, the medical school in Manhattan, is now offering free tuition to all of its medical students, irrespective of need, which is the first of its kind in the United States, which I'm sure will attract the brightest and the greatest students from around the country. Really, and a lot of exciting things. And I'm in the process myself of putting an application together for a brand new urology program, residency here, and the campus in Mineola. So a lot of wonderful, exciting things going on, and I'm so glad that you could join me. I don't have a particular guest this morning. I have you, all of you out there. So if you are concerned about an issue that you've been having and wanted to give me a call, the lines are open. You can certainly do that now. 1-800-848-9222. I would love to hear from you. We are in September, and September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and there are a lot of different programs going on around the state, and I am particularly involved in three of them. One we're going to be having this Tuesday, but is already sold out. I want to thank Senator Campana for sponsoring this program, which will take place on September 4th, but that one is already sold out. But there are two other ones that are still available to you if you are interested. The first is going to be on September 16th. This is the car show that we've been doing, Long Island Cruising for a Cure, 1400 Old Country Road in Westbury. You do not have to call to register. You can just come out there. It's a fantastic day. And you'll have a free PSA screening and also a chance to win a plasma screen TV. Again, it'll be on September 16th, 1400 Old Country Road in Westbury, Long Island, from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And I want to thank all of our wonderful NYU Winthrop employees that are dedicating and volunteering their time to come out and draw your blood and also give you wonderful information about prostate cancer and the implications and some new innovations and things that we're doing here on campus at NYU. Of course, we've been well known to have an outstanding prostate cancer program here, with the help of the folks in radiation oncology and administration, we now have the world's greatest CyberKnife program. Beyond that, we also offer patients robotic surgery, and I do quite a bit of focal therapy for prostate cancer, which has become much more popular these days with the use of the MRI modalities. And I was just reading over the weekend in our Journal of Urology some publications that have come out confirming the fact that if you are concerned about a rise in PSA, and you can convince the insurance carrier that the MRI is probably the best way to go for detecting what we're considering now clinically significant prostate cancer. So MRIs are being used. They're not perfect. Nothing is perfect. And I was also happy to see another publication using the genomic prostate score. This is a score that you can obtain if you've had a biopsy. Then you can look at the actual DNA of the cells. And I'll tell you that genomic science really has opened up a new world of possibilities for understanding and treating men with prostate cancer. It gives us, I think for the first time ever, the ability to really look at the what we're considering now the biological potential of a tumor in an individual patient. And this extends beyond just prostate cancer. We're now applying it to patients with breast cancer and colon cancer as well. Really a fascinating way of now looking at the biological potential of these cells and determining whether or not you need treatment. And I'll tell you, we have a database. And I'm very fortunate in our campus at NYU Winthrop that we have an outstanding research team. And with the research team, we've established databases. And we have about now 500 men that are on our active surveillance program. And the majority of these men get an MRI, and they also have the genomic testing done, which confirms that they have very low risk type of a situation where you do not need treatment right away or maybe ever. Now, you do need to be followed, and it's not perfect. There are some men that do require treatment down the line. And right now, we're looking at about 80% of the men do not need treatment with the right type of genomic score and the right MRI. Again, it has to be individualized. It has to be individualized, and you have to go to a physician that's going to look at your case and send the biopsy samples for the testing, obtain MRI. I can't tell you how many patients I continue to see that come in with a biopsy, and you know they're concerned about, you know, that they've been told they have cancer, and they're asking me for treatment. I said, well, where's the DNA test? Where's the MRI? Well, it wasn't done. Why wasn't it done? Well, I don't know. Well, the doctor never discussed it with us. And I think that today, in today's age, it is important. And not for everyone. You know, certainly there are patients that we continue to see with much more aggressive prostate cancer. And I remain, as many of you know, very passionate about the routine screening of PSA at least once a year. And at our screenings, by the way, if you are 40 years and older and have not had a diagnosis of prostate cancer, you are eligible to have the free screening event. The other event that we are having will be again in September, September 29th, and this one will be sponsored by Senator Elaine Phillips. So I want to thank her. She's been a terrific supporter of NYU Winthrop. And in collaboration with her and her staff and her office, we will have an educational series, and it'll take place in the beautiful Research and Academic Center building in Mineola, Long Island, right here on campus. And it'll be on 8:30 in the morning. Now, this one you do need to register for. So the number there, if you want to register and come to the event, it will be 516-746-5924. That number again is 516-746-5924. And so that is something that you will need to register for. And we'll have wonderful educational seminar, and as well, you'll be able to get your PSA done for free. So that's those are the two events. The September 16th one, Long Island Cruising, and I think probably next week I'll have my friend on, Sandy Kane, who's been an outstanding champion of this cause, and on September 29th with Senator Elaine Phillips. Phone lines are open at 1-800-848-WABC. If you want to give me a call, 1-800-848-9222. Be wonderful to hear from you. I've had the privilege of working with some outstanding, not only people in urology here at NYU Winthrop, but in the Department of Radiology. And I was actually at a wedding last night, and with one of the medical oncologists got married. I want to congratulate her, Dr. Mary O'Keefe. Congratulations on your wedding. Outstanding medical oncologist. And she takes care of the majority of our prostate, kidney, and bladder cancer patients. And it really does come down to a collaborative effort, a team approach, especially when you're dealing with patients with more complicated types of cancer that require not only maybe surgery, but perhaps some of the patients may require a combination of approaches, a surgery and radiation, or perhaps with bladder cancer. We've now started doing a lot more bladder cancer patients, complicated cases, patients that require their bladder to be removed if the cancer goes deep into the bladder wall. And we have Mary O'Keefe runs the urology component of medical oncology along with her colleagues, Dr. Jeffrey Schneider, and evaluating patients that may require chemotherapy. And this, of course, has been shown in many studies to be an improved in the overall survival of patients with bladder cancer. And so in the Department of Radiology, and there were some radiologists there last night, I was speaking with Dr. Jason Hoffman, who has been instrumental in lifting off our prostate embolization program, the prostate artery embolization, the PAE, for patients with very large prostates. And we were discussing our results last night. And, it's time, I think, for us to publish them, because the results are just really phenomenal that, for patients with very large prostates who would, in the past would require these, operations, and they'd be, there's bleeding and you have to be in the hospital. And now with the use of, these coils that can put into the arteries of the prostate and the blood flow is taken away, outpatient procedure, really no anesthesia at all, just a little local anesthesia in the groin where the catheter is put into the artery. You can see the visualization. You can see that the blood flow, where it's going into the prostate, and then put a coil in. And the results have been terrific there. All right, we are going to go to the phones. I see that Dominic in Dumont, New Jersey, has a question. Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Hi. I can't really hear you well, but I was calling about, you mentioned procedure last week called Resume. I just wanted to know if you had much success with that at Winthrop, because I think I might be a candidate for it.
Yes, the Resume procedure is, it's fascinating. There's a whole bunch of, I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me okay, Dom?
Yes, I'm fine now. Yes, go ahead.
Good. Dom, you have to understand, in the last, I would say, 5 years, there's been a number of new procedures in the category of what we call minimally invasive therapy, MIT, minimally invasive therapies. One of them is the Resume. The other is the UroLift. And then there's a new one coming out called the Aqua Ablation. And basically, urologists and patients have been very enthusiastic about this because, A, the results have been good, and B, it requires just an office-based procedure, okay? Now, the long-term results, Dom, we don't know. We don't have the long-term results. And, it's funny because I was just looking at one of the editorial comments from a paper on Resume that was just published this month in the Journal of Urology. The results look good, but, his criticism was that we don't know, beyond 2 or 3 years, how many of these patients require a reoperation or a redo procedure or need to go back on medication. Now, we are doing them, and my colleague, Dr. Jeffrey Schiff, in our department is running them, but there are a few other urologists as well that are doing the Rezūm. It is a heat, water, steam vaporization of the prostate. It's done in probably 20 minutes or less. You do have to have a scope, a cystoscope, that's inserted into the urethra, and then you can see the prostate, insert like a fine needle that goes into the prostate, the steam goes in, and then it's removed. You typically would have to have a catheter in overnight. The advantage here is that the you're not using any cautery or any laser, so that your sexual functions, specifically the retrograde ejaculation, in the majority of the patients is spared. And the overall outcomes by steaming or heating up the prostate, which removes the blocking tissue, is quite good. You need to have a prostate, though, size that's not overwhelmingly large. You know, so you need to know your size. I would say probably 60 to 80 grams is probably the maximum size. We don't know, but I think the results are going to be best if you don't have one of these huge prostates, and especially one of those big prostates that's pushing up into the bladder and growing into the bladder, called a median lobe. But I would certainly come out, Dom, and get evaluated, especially if you've been on, you know, medication, and or you're having side effects in the medication and it's just not working.
Yeah, that sounds terrific. I've been avoiding medication. I'm living with, you know, the traditional symptoms, so to speak, but I'm trying to avoid medication. So I thought maybe I can go right into an MIT procedure.
You could. You could. How old are you?
60.
Mm-hmm. And you've avoiding the medications for what reason? Just because side effect profile? You just don't like taking medication?
That's right. I think side effects, and I'm just not a fan of medication. If I can avoid it and live without it, I'd rather.
Yeah. Well, I guess it comes down to two things, Dom. One is, you know, how bothered you are with the urinary symptoms. Is this something that is really affecting your quality of life? Are you concerned about going out of the house because you're having urinary leakage? Are you can't go to dinner because you got to go to the bathroom every 10 minutes? You can't enjoy things. It's interfering
it's
with your work.
Bad, I guess.
Sorry?
I think it's more like a low stream. I can live with it at night. I try to avoid drinking after 6 p.m. or so, but it's like my stream is pretty slow. That's my main issue, I think.
Well, then, you know, it might be reasonable to just jump to it. And, you know, if a lot of the insurance carriers are now recognizing it. You know, it's interesting. It's a lot easier to get these devices approved than it is a medication through the FDA. So they've come back, you know, up rather recently, quickly, you know, through the FDA, and it's easier to get them a device approved than a medication approved. But having said that, I've personally seen many patients that have come through and have had the Rezūm and have had outstanding effects, and it's changed their life. And if it's just the flow problem, if it's just a flow issue, which can be resolved with this Rezūm, I think it'd be certainly worthwhile to come down and get an evaluation and see.
Sure. I really appreciate it. I'll definitely do that. Thank you so much for your time.
Have a great Labor Day, Dom. Thank you for calling me this morning. If you want to give me a call, the lines are open, 1-800-848-9222. I think Barbara is still on the line from Manhattan. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have three questions. One is, could you do more things in Manhattan rather than just out in Mineola? Because it's hard for us as elderly people to get out to Mineola at 8 o'clock in the morning. Number two is...
Who says you have to come out at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Hmm?
Why do you have to come out at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Well, the things that you... events that you have is very hard.
The screening events you're talking about. Well, yes. The Long Island cruising goes all day from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What does that mean?
It's a car show, and then you can get in. And are you concerned about
I'm more about the health things. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. The second question is, can you also cover urology for women? And the third question is, could your program be more than a half an hour? I do listen every Sunday.
Thank you, Barbara.
But my husband doesn't get up that early.
Right.
And it's very hard.
Right. Well, in terms of the urology for women, you know, I think you bring up a very good point, and clearly there's a whole field of female urology now, and in fact, this past week, we have a new colleague that has joined us that has an expertise in female voiding dysfunction. He did a fellowship at Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital and has now joined our academic staff. We do have several other doctors at Winthrop that are part of the staff that specialize. So we probably should do one of the shows dedicated to that. I think you're absolutely right. And in terms of getting more time, I appreciate that. And that's certainly something that I will bring up. I've heard that time and time again, and we'll bring that up with administration. There are doctors, thankfully, that we are now affiliated with NYU, and there are some outstanding urologists. They've got, I think, the number two urology department in the country at NYU Manhattan. And there are doctors there as well that specialize in female urology. I know Dr. Vic Nitti, who is really internationally recognized in female urology. So if there was a concern for you yourself, you could give NYU in Manhattan a call, since you're based there. And
well, how do you spell his last name?
N as in Nancy, I-T-T-I, Nitti. N as in Nancy, I-T-T-I. Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you, doctor, very much.
Well, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate that very much. Phone lines are open, 1-800-848-9222. If you want to give me a call, we have, just a few moments left here on Labor Day. It's amazing that we're back already in September. And I want to just let other people know, some of the callers and people that email me throughout the week are interested in learning and hearing more about some of our clinical trials. And thankfully, through our research efforts, we do have a number of clinical trials that are still open for prostate cancer patients. The trial that I think that we've had terrific success with is our metformin trial. Metformin is a medication that has been used in the past for diabetes, and we did some research a few years ago and found that the there are these insulin receptors on prostate cancer cells that can be modulated with metformin. And so we opened up a clinical trial for those men that have prostate cancer where there seems to be a slight recurrence, where the PSA is rising, which, you know, if you've had radiation or surgery for prostate cancer, the PSA should be quite low. So if you are eligible, you can always give our office a call. That number is 516-535-1900. That number again is 516-535-1900. And you may be eligible for the metformin, which is a free clinical trial. All of the blood tests and the office visits are covered for the clinical trial. So we're excited about that. And in fact, we hope to be presenting that at this year's National American Urological Association's meeting, which will take place in Chicago. I'm glad that some of the people are hearing more about some of the newer treatments for prostate enlargement. And again, we do have we're one of the state-of-the-art of excellent programs for the UroLift. I want to congratulate my colleague, Dr. Jeffrey Schiff, who was recognized recently for having done all these procedures in the office. He's really one of the first guys on Long Island to do these procedures in the office, and has had some terrific success and is now considered to be a center of excellence for the UroLift. It's, it does depend upon the patient's symptoms. We don't have long-term data. I think when patients are considering these options, I think you do need to know that there's not a lot. But, you know, the fact is I haven't seen too many complications or side effects from these. I mean, it is a procedure that can be done in the office. You do have to have a catheter. There can be some slight discomfort with the catheter and some intermittent bleeding after the procedure. But, you know, there's really no long-term, as far as what I can see from reading the publications and hearing and listening to the patients in the office that have this procedure and then come back. There has not been any long-term complications. Some of the patients do still require some medication after the procedure, sometimes just for a short period of time, as there can be a little bit of a swelling in the area. But the majority of the patients really do quite well. And again, I'm happy that we have all of these modalities, the Rezūm procedure, the UroLift. We have several doctors that are able to do, including myself, some lasers of the prostate. So this, you know, and it's tough to know which is the best procedure for the patients. It's clear that these minimally invasive therapies that I was talking about earlier, these MITs, are on the rise. And a lot of it is because, well, because it's patient convenience. You know, if a patient can have a procedure and not undergo the anesthesia, and it can be done in the office, I mean, that's clearly an advance. I mean, you know, we've seen so many advances just really in the last 5-10 years, even with, you know, you've heard me talk about, you know, robotic surgery. We've got now several outstanding robotic surgeons at NYU Winthrop that can do these procedures, take out prostates, kidneys. We're doing so many of these kidney procedures as well. You know, where patients come in and they're found with blood in the urine, you get a CAT scan, and, you know, if there is a tumor on the kidney, it used to be where you'd have the whole kidney removed. Well, we certainly don't need to do that anymore, especially with the majority of patients that have, you know, an area, if there is an area on the kidney that it looks cancerous, just that area can be removed, and it can be removed laparoscopically and robotically. And many of these patients are out of the hospital in 24, 48 hours. And that's really been a tremendous, tremendous advance in the field of oncology, as well as in the whole realm of minimally invasive therapies. I want to remind everyone, if you're just tuning in, we have two wonderful seminars for you this month for prostate cancer screening using the old PSA test, which I still think is a very valid test and still should be done, especially if you are a man who has a risk of prostate cancer, you have a family history, African-American male, or if you have any urinary symptoms, like the gentleman before who called and is having some urinary issues. I didn't ask him what his PSA is, but he should know. If he's still listening, he should make sure that he has a PSA test. And these are some of the early warning signs. Well, we'll do these tests for you for free. Two events, September 16th, Long Island Cruising for a Cure, 1400 Old Country Road, fantastic old car show. And I will be there, and my wonderful staff will be there as well. And then on September 29, in conjunction with Senator Elaine Phillips, thank you so much to her and her staff, and we will give you an educational seminar in our Research and Academic Center in downtown Mineola, the home of NYU Winthrop. Okay, we've got a few more minutes, and now some people are calling. But let's go to, okay, we'll take one more call. I think we can get him in. Nick, let's go to Nick real quick. Go, Nick.
Yes, if an individual has a stroke, will that make the prostate enlarge, and is it permanent?
No, it will not affect the prostate at all. A stroke could definitely affect the bladder, though, and if you're having urinary symptoms after a stroke, it is definitely known that bladder dysfunction can occur after a stroke because the nerves that go from the brain to the bladder can be altered. So any neurological condition, a stroke, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, even diabetes, because diabetes can affect the nerves, can also can affect the bladder and have you know, and affect urinary issues. Okay, let's go quickly to put up Bill. We have another 30 seconds. Go, Bill. How are you? From Long Island. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Bill. You're on.
Yes, good morning, doctor. Very quickly, you had mentioned the prostate has receptor sites for insulin on it.
Yes.
Insulin receptor sites. For somebody who has hyperinsulinemia, like a lot of insulin, hyperinsulinism, could it be a cause of excessive growth?
I do think that's possible. Yeah, is that your situation?
Yes, I'm a patient, and I recently had to be catheterized twice a few weeks ago, and it's just something that's dawned on me. I've read about it, and
yes,
some, And it's something that I think I have to address because I do have a family history of diabetes, and I believe my insulin is too high because I had a test for it. So maybe that's the key for me.
That could be the key for you. You had to have a catheter in?
Yes, twice. You know, I was in a few weeks ago because I was in retention.
Okay. Well, hopefully you're on some medication to reduce that swelling now, right, Bill?
Well,
I assume.
No, actually, it's fine now. No problems. You know, urinating. I'm not taking anything. You did tell me to take the Rapaflow.
Okay.
But I'm doing fine without anything.
Okay. Well, good for you. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you needed a catheter, sometimes just having the catheter in for a few days can restore the contractility of the bladder. The bladder is a muscle, and that's all you'd need. Well, I think that's the end of the show, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in here on this Labor Day weekend. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the week, and tune in next week. Got a great show for you then. Have a wonderful day, everyone. This is Dr. Aaron Katz.
WABC, New York.